It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
On SNL over the weekend, Pete Davidson rapped a song about the Game of Thrones finale.
Can't believe it's coming to an end. It's like my favorite show ever. HBO. Here we go. Jon Snow, dragons, lots of wolves, blue zombies, armor clothes, silver swords that extendo, prostitute houses, lots of wine and a big ass wall. Never miss an episode.
Yo, Pete.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked Game of Thrones. How come you never mentioned it before?
Oh, yeah, I don't really like to talk about my personal life, man. I don't like that attention.
Man, I miss the Lonely Island Boys. They were the best at doing those parody songs.
Yeah.
Like those. I mean, that was, what'd you think? I thought that was okay. Like,
it was fine. I'm not an SNL person. I don't, like, ever watch SNL ever.
Wait, you didn't see the Meghan McCain bit this weekend?
No, I don't ever watch SNL. Former NBA star Lamar Odom has admitted that he used a fake penis to pass a drug test in order to participate in the 2004 Olympics. In his new memoir, he wrote, "The joy of being named to be the 12-man roster quickly turned to anxiety when Olympic officials informed me that I would have to pass a drug test before officially joining the team. I got a call from USA Basketball that a drug tester would be coming to my house in a few days to administer the screening. There was absolutely no way I was going to pass. I'd been smoking weed every day that summer, and panic set in. I immediately started Googling fake you-know-whats and ordered one to have it delivered the next day. Then he went into detail saying that his trainer handed him the rubber thing and left the bathroom as he strapped it on. He said he unzipped his pants and carefully slid the fake one through the zipper hole, and that's what he ended up doing.
Now, what's really weird is that it was white, too. Like, nobody noticed that. Nobody said anything that it was white. Okay.
Sophia Richie signed a massive contract to star alongside boyfriend Scott Disick's upcoming reality show, Flip It Like Disick. Sources say it was Kris Jenner's idea to get Richie on the spinoff because it would help ratings and she would be able to market her, but the sources add that Kourtney Kardashian is upset about it because Kris has been putting all of this energy into Scott's show and she's been sitting on negotiations for a spinoff for Kourtney and Khloe. Elton John came to Rocket Man star Taron Egerton's defense, as some critics say that a straight man should not be playing a gay icon in a film. Elton was asked about the criticism the film was receiving about Taron Egerton, and he said, "That's all BS. I'm sorry. If people don't like it, review-wise, or it doesn't make $1, it's the movie I wanted to make, and that's all that counts. I can look back and say, you know what? I love it. I can live with it." The film is set to be released on May 31st. And two recently released inmates say Bill Cosby has become a mentor for younger prisoners. The inmates say the disgraced comedian helps people with fatherly skills like Heathcliff Huxtable. They also said that during his first 8 months behind bars, his wife and children have not visited him once. A Cosby spokesman says that he's asked his family not to visit him in prison because he doesn't want them to see him locked up. In less than an hour, I'll tell you about the surprising birthday gift that this rapper got his kid over the weekend.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.